Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Divorce is never easy. And when children are in the picture, it can be extra tricky, especially when communicating with your ex is a challenge. Now there's an app with you and your kids in mind. It's called FAIR, F-A-Y-R. FAIR is the easiest, most intuitive, and conflict-diffusing co-parenting app on the market. FAIR helps eliminate misunderstandings while also improving communication between co-parents. In the long run, creating a loving environment for your kids. Here's a couple things I love about the FAIR app: a documentable text messaging program, an expense tracker so both parents can add and monitor expenses, track receipts, and add notes, a GPS check-in that's court verifiable to document your presence at all GPS verified locations, and there's even a Spanish version of the app as well. FAIR allows you to experience co-parenting in a totally new way, simply, inexpensively, transparently, and fairly. Lose the he said, she said, and be the best parent you can be. Be FAIR. Go to FAIR.com for more details. Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Divorce Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every single week. And this is a Just Jen episode. Hi. Oh, am I excited for this one? So every now and then, I get a client, a coaching client, or an after-divorce dating client, or just a dating client who comes in and says, Jen, help me. I don't know why I cannot get a date. Simple, plain and simple. They say, why can't I get a date? And that's a tough one for me because I try not to be mean or rude or, you know, I don't want to be like disrespectful, but there are reasons. There are reasons why people come to me and I have to tell them. I have to say, look, there are specific reasons why people who are beautiful or, you know, they're great, they're awesome, and they're not getting dates. Specific reasons. And I'm going to tell you some of them, okay? So you're sitting at a bar with a girlfriend or a group of friends, or you're a guy and you're sitting at the bar or you're sitting at a table at Starbucks, and for some reason you're there for a long time and no one approaches you. Or you're on Match.com and you're chit-chatting with somebody and all of a sudden they ghost you, which I hate. Why? Why can you not get a date? Well, how about this? First of all, are you doing the same thing over and over again? Are you going to the same places? Are you frequenting the same restaurants? Are you doing the same activities? Try something new. Why don't you try something new? That's number one. Like, let's say you always go to the same hiking group, or which I don't ever do, but I mean, let's say you go to the same bar every Friday night with your girlfriends. Why don't you try something new? How about you go to a different event? Or you go to a museum and walk around. Or instead of going to the same Starbucks every single week, you know, to do your work, try a different location. Maybe you need to change things up. Like I know when I used to write before I had a boyfriend and I used to go to Starbucks every single day to write, I would see the same people coming in and out. And I would say, why is no one ever talking to me? I'm sitting here. This is before the pandemic, obviously. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm writing, I'm looking, I'm smiling, I'm not being a bitch. Why is nobody approaching me? Well, the same people coming in and out, maybe the same people, you know, maybe they're dating, maybe they're married, you need to change things up. So maybe it's not you, maybe it's the location or the things that you're doing every day. Change it up. Try that. I tell my clients, try something new. Okay, number two, how about do you appear rude? Do you have a resting bitch face? Do you appear standoffish? So if you're always looking down at your phone, if you're always looking down at your laptop, who can approach you? Who's going to talk to you? Maybe you can't get a date because you look mean or nasty. Or this is one of my also these things that I tell people, one of these things. So what if you're at the bar with a girlfriend and there's a group of guys standing next to you at the bar, or there's just a single guy standing next to you and he overhears you telling a story about someone, or you're nasty and you're bad-mouthing a friend? Or what if you talk to the waiter or the bartender and you're ordering a drink and you're nasty? Or you order and you don't say thank you? You know what I'm saying? and he overhears you being a total bitch, do you think he's going to want to talk to you? Do you think he's going to want to ask you out? No. So make sure you're in tune with your surroundings, and you're always kind of, especially when you're out, like if you're with your friends, you know who's standing around you. Because let's say there's a cute guy and your back is turned to him, but he can hear you talking. You don't want to be like, you know, nasty or rude and then expect that he's going to ask you out, because he's not. Okay? He's absolutely not. If you're sitting at tables next to each other and there's a group of guys and he overhears you bad-mouthing a friend or talking shitty about an ex-boyfriend, do you think that guy's going to ask you out, or girl, vice versa? Or girls going to want to talk to you? Like, let's say you're at a bar watching the game or something, and you're, and a bunch of girls are sitting next to you and you're a guy and you're being obnoxious or loud, or you're screaming at the TV about the sporting event and you're saying what, you know, how horrible the players are or blah, blah. Do you think a girl's going to want to date you if you're acting like a total, you know, asshole? No. So when you're out and about, make sure you check yourself and your behavior so that you have an opportunity, you know, it presents itself, because no girl's going to want to go out with a guy who treats, you know, another girl, even if you're on a date, let's say, whatever, or you're with friends, treats a girl like crap. Anyway, that's it. Number, what am I on? Three. How about this one? What are you doing as far as traveling in groups? Sometimes guys are not going to want to approach you if you're with a group of a lot of women, right? So if you're out with a bunch of hens, I call it the hens, we have the Charlotte hens, and they travel in a group of 10 women, right? If you're like, you know, out and there's two guys, and are they going to approach you with a group of 10 women? No, chances are very slim. So lessen the group of people you're with. If you're going out and you're looking for an opportunity to date, make sure you go out with one or two girlfriends, and make sure maybe that those girlfriends, maybe they're married. If you're single, do you want to go out with another girl who's, you know, single, the two of you, maybe like, you know, on the prowl, both of you looking to date? It kind of, your chances are then cut in half, right, of getting the guy. So maybe while it's nice to go out with a girlfriend, you know, or two or three that are single, maybe you want to go to lunch and you don't want to be at, like, going to the bars all the time. Maybe you want to go out with your married friends. Maybe you want to find a wing woman or wing man who's married, so that the opportunity for you to find a date then isn't cut in half. Does that make sense? Not that it's not nice to go out with your girlfriends that are single. That's nice. But when you go out with a bunch of single girls and you're all looking for guys, it lessens the chances of getting that guy. Something to think about. Now, number one, two, three, what am I on? Four? Who knows? Are you trying too hard? Are you trying too hard to get that date? Are you throwing yourself at the guy when he walks up to you? Are you, the minute he walks up, are you, you know, all over him? Are you touching him? Are you grabbing him? Are you acting like you're like so, you know, enthusiastic to see him and that you're ready for a date? Are you ready to go out with him? Are you making yourself available 100%? He says, you know, what's up? And you're like, oh, I'm ready to go out next Tuesday. No. Chill out. Take a breath. Talk to him a bit. Enjoy the conversation. Relax. You know, like, don't act so like, you know, you're all up in his shit. Hang out. Do your thing, you know what I mean? Don't throw yourself at him. Like, for example, you know, if you're talking, this is Matt Hussey. I don't know if you guys know who Matthew Hussey is. He's an amazing dating coach. I love him, love him, love him. He always says, if someone walks into your house and looks around and says, oh my gosh, you have a beautiful home. Your home is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Are you going to say, here's the keys. Take the keys to my house. They're all yours. No. You're going to say, thank you so much. I'm so glad you like my home. You're not going to offer up the keys. No. So again, chill out, relax, take it all in. Don't be so quick to say, oh, I'm of course I'm ready next Thursday. Let me get on my calendar. You know, are you going to ask me out? Fabulous. No, play a little hard to get. You're not so available for him. You know? Got it? Does that all make sense to you, everybody? I think it makes sense. So those are my clients that come in and they say, why can't I get a date? Those are some of the reasons. So it's not that difficult. Just chill out, be happy, be positive, be engaging, be a good listener, have good communication skills. But most of all, like I tell everybody, lower your expectations. Don't make every date you go on seem like it's prom. It's just a meet. Go for coffee, go get an ice cream cone in the park, wear a baseball hat and a cute pair of Lulus. You don't have to be all jazzed up and verputzt. I love that word. You don't have to be all, you know, get your hair and makeup done for a date. That way, if it's not fantastic and it's not the man for you, it's just a meet. And let's say that you go out with him and he's not your person, right? Maybe he has a friend that is. Or maybe this guy could be a friend or business. Maybe it's a business opportunity. Maybe he's not your knight in shining armor, but maybe, you know, he could just be a good friend and someone to hang out with. So lower your expectations and have a good time. Dating doesn't have to be as, you know, crazy and it's just chill out, enjoy, have a good time. Lower your expectations and just have fun. Be positive. Nobody likes someone when you go on a first date and the guy says, I hate dating. It's miserable. You know, online dating sucks. And I've gone out with 30 girls and they all suck and they're bitches and I hate them. No one wants to date that guy. On the flip side, no guy wants to sit across the table from a girl who's miserable and talks about her ex-husband and how much she hates him and how he, you know, was a narcissist. No one wants to date that girl. So remember, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Be kind, right? Be kind. Don't badmouth your ex-husband. Don't talk about all the dates you've been on and how horrible they are. Leave your sex in the closet. Don't talk about how many partners you've had in the past. Nobody wants to hear it. And just have fun. Keep your date short and sweet. Don't go for dinner on a first date to a fancy restaurant. There's no reason. Make it 15, 20, 30 minutes in a coffee shop or ice cream or a drink at the bar and be done. Make them meets, not dates. Set yourself up for success, not failure. Those are my tips for you. Why can't I get a date? You can get a date. You can get a date. And if you're having problems dating, call me. I love it. I love coaching. I love dating people. I love dating people. I love coaching people that are dating. I love writing online dating profiles. I'm great at that. It's my favorite thing to do. You can reach out to me at www.jenniferhurwitz.com and we can get started anytime you want. So that's that today, everybody. That's my Just Jen episode on why can't I get a date? Well, you can. It's easy. You can do it. Stay positive. And that is it. Hope you liked it. Hope you do something great this weekend for yourself. And don't forget to join my Doing Divorce Right Facebook page or follow me on Instagram at Doing Divorce Right. Grab my books, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married, or One Happy Divorce, Hold the Bullshit. Have a great weekend, you guys. Peace, love, and as always, truth. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, jenniferhurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.